Tanya for the 15th of Ov is in Igeres HaKedesh, the beginning of Siman Hei. It's on page 408 in English Tanya. Vayas David Shein. David created a reputation. The Pasuk says that David created a name for himself. Pirish Bezeir HaKodesh. Zeha says, Shum Shanemar Vayihi David Eisem Mishpat Utsdaka L'Kol Amei, that because it says in another place that David did justice and tzedakah to all his people, that's what that name was. He made a name. When the Zeha said this, Bocha Rab Shimon, said Rab Shimon cried. The Omar, and he said, Man Ovid Shmo Kadisha B'chol Yemo, who makes God's name every day? Mandi Yaev Tzedakah L'miskine, one who gives tzedakah to the poor. Yuvon, so we'll understand all of this. Hagdi Maimer Azal Al Posuk Ki Biyut Ke Hashem Tzurei Lomit. The Gemara says on the Posuk, Ki Biko Hashem Tzurei Lomit, the Gemara says, Behei Nivra Ilam Hazeh, Biyud Nivra Ilam Haba. So the God's name that is spelled with a Yud and a Hei, with which the world was formed, the Hei is the origin of this world, and the Yud is the origin of the Olam Haba. Pirush, what do we mean by Olam Haba? Shahatayinu kshemis angim nishamis hatzadikim. Ne'enim iziv hashchino, the pleasure that the souls of the tzadikim enjoy, and the hanor that they have from the ziv hashchino. Hameyir began eden elim v'tachtein, the shchino that is revealed to them in the higher and lower Gan Eden. That pleasure that they receive there is the pleasure of knowing, of understanding. Because they know, understand, and comprehend because there is an aspect of the Ein Seif that is revealed to their neshama, the ruach binosam, and to their intelligence, lahovin ulahasig eizah hasoga, to be able to understand some understanding, some insight, kol echad v'yachad l'fi madrigosei, each person according to his level, ulefi maisav, and according to his deeds, what he deserves to be given. V'lochei nikra ilam haba b'shem bina b'zeir hakodesh, and that's why ilam haba is called bina. Because that's where the neshama gets an insight into godliness, which is its reward and its pleasure in Olam Haba. V'hashpo azu nimsheches mebechinas chochma ilah. This godliness that is given to the neshama, that is called bina, it comes from the chochma ilah. Shehu mokir ha'askola v'ha'asoga ha'nikra b'shem bina. Chochma is the source, the origin of the understanding that we call bina, v'hukadmus haseichel, and this chachma is pre-intelligent. Kedim shebo l'kwal gili hasaga v'havana. It's before the knowledge, before the information has congealed into a knowable and intelligent form. So the chachma is pre-knowing. Zakadayin hu b'chinas helen v'hester. It's still concealed and higher than understanding. This concealment that we're talking about here is not like the klipa conceals holiness. We're talking about chokhmah ilah is concealed because it simply is not given to revelation. By its very nature, it does not reveal itself. So it's not concealed by something else. It is a self-concealing. And that's the level of chokhmah. Rak shemaat mizeir shom zeir shom, only a very little bit shefeya v'nimshach mishom lebechinas bina, flows from there to the level of bina lahavin ulahasik seichel hanelam, to be able to understand that which was not before understood. V'lochin nikra b'shem nekuda beichola b'zeir hakodesh, and that's why it is sometimes described chachma and bina are described as the dot in the chamber. That when Chochmah comes down into Bina, it is a very little bit of the Chochmah. One drop at a time, one dot at a time, like the bays with the dot in the middle. That's the Chochmah in the Bina. It's a dot in the chamber. And this Chochmah is represented by the Yud of God's name. And that's also why the shape of the Yud of God's name is a dot without any height or length or breadth. Zuhi tmunas yud shel shem havaya baruch hu v'nikra eden asher olav ne'emar ayin lo asa. And it's also called Eden, concerning which it says, no eye has ever perceived it. The nikra abba yosad brata. And it is also referred to, this yud, the chochmah, is referred to as the father establishing the daughter. As we'll explain later, that chochmah relates to malchus, which is the daughter, more than bina relates to malchus. Pidu, she explains. We're talking about the Yud and the Hay creating this world and the Elam Habo. So he explains that the letters of speech that come out of the five tools of articulation, the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the throat, and the palate, Einon Dover Muskol Vele Mutva Beteva. In the Maitzois Halolu, in these tools of articulation, the letters are not there by nature. And it is not something that we can explain. Lehetzi mifta esies ha'idei ha'hevel v'hakeu ha'maki bohem al-pi derech ha'teva. The breath that comes from the sound, the voice, that hits up against these five tools of articulation, and gets formed into various kinds of letters, this is not a natural process. V'lo al pi derech ha'seichel, and it is not a rational process. Kigein hasfasayim al derech moshe. As for example, with the lips. She'esiyes bumap, the letters beis, vav, mem, pei, yetzes mehen. These four letters are formed and expressed through the lips. So ein ha'teva, V'lei ha'seichol neisein li'etzias mifta arba chelke shinuye bituye esies elu al-pi shinuye tnuas hasfosayim. It is not natural and it is not rational that these four different sounds should be created by the different movements of the lips. Shemes ne'anis behevel echad v'keil echad, that they are moved by the breath and the sound that is equal, generic to all of them, hapegeya bohem bishove, that strikes the lips equally, and yet through them, in other words, there in the breath and in the sound, there is still no recognizable letter, but the letter comes into existence because of the movement of the lip. That's not natural and it's not rational. Why do the lips move differently to form the different letters? It's not that the letter is created by the movement of the lips, but rather the movement of the lips is determined by the letter which the nefesh wants to express. So the nefesh wants levati b'svasayim kiritzena, when the letter that the nefesh wants to say, the lips move accordingly. Leimar eis beis evol veinem epei v'lei lehepach. And it's not the opposite way around, that the letters, that the lips are what create the letters, but rather the letters direct the lips. Shiyi yerotzen hanefesh v'kavanoso. It is not that the nefesh wants to move the lips a certain way and intends to move the lips a certain way. We see that the lips move a certain way when they pronounce these four letters. With each letter, there's a different movement of the lips. So it's not like the nefesh wants to move the lips in such a way, and that produces a base. And if it wants to move the lips in another way, it produces a vav. Rather, the nefesh wants to produce a vav. And that's why the lips move in such a way that a vav is sounded. As we see from experience, in our own experience, that the nefesh has no intentions and is not conscious at all of any desire to move the lips the way they move. The yesen nivikain, and it is more particularly visible bebituyah hanukudes, when we form the sounds of the letters, of the vowels. Shekisha nefesh utzeina lehitin upia nukudas comets. When the nefesh wants to express the sound of a comet, oz mimele azay mimele nikmotim asvasayin, then automatically the lips purse come together. That's what comets means. Ubepatach, when the nefesh wants to say the sound of a patach, niftochim hasvasayin, the lips spread. The leisha rotzin hanefesh likmates elif teyach klal uklal. But it's not that the nefesh decides to compress or to spread the lips at all. The aim lahayrich bedover aposha to move in the muscle kol maskil. And there's no need to elaborate on something that is so obvious and so understandable to any intelligent person. Shem nifta esiyes v'hanikudes, which basically we're saying is that the expressing of the letters and the vowels, who lemayla mehaseichel hamusa gemuvan, it comes from a super rational or a pre-rational place in the soul. Elo miseichel hanel and the kadmus haseichel, it comes from a concealed intelligence and from an original intelligence, pre-intelligence. Shebenefesh hamedaberes. And that's why a child can't speak even though it understands. Usually, speech expresses an emotion. When a person has an emotion and he wants to express it, he expresses it through speech. And yet we see that a child has emotions, but can't speak. Can't express those emotions in speech. And what's more, even if the child gets older and has intelligence, it still can't speak. It knows what it wants to say, but it can't say it. Because speaking doesn't come from intelligence. It comes from a place higher than intelligence. And when the intelligence is formed sufficiently to be able to contain that pre-intelligent state, that's when the person can speak. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 15th of Menachem Ov, Tuba Ov, the Rebbe writes that Reshem Amur, my father recorded the following: Mailas Tuba Ov, Al Kol Tuba Chedesh, the advantage of the 15th of Ov over the 15th of every month, of other months, Shezehu Rak Hashlomes Behagili, is that in other months, the 15th is the fullness of the month, the completion of the month, but that's only Begui. Aval mekol makim irak b'chinas mekabel. It is only the receiver, the mekabel. Aval b'tuba of ha'ev bo b'kviyus. In tuba of, the light is there permanently. L'fi shahar aliyahi l'fi erech etem ha'yirida de tishabav. Because the light, the fullness of the moon, which is on the 15th of the month, but on the 15th of the month of Av, the moon is full after it had been down in the lowest degraded level of Tisha B'Av, and from there it rises and becomes light again. V'zehu toshash keicha shel chama, and that's why at this time of the year the strength of the sun begins to weaken, because akum meinim l'chama bisha, because the nations, their year, their calendar is based on the lunar, on the solar calendar, on the sun. So the sun represents the other nations. will be two, and on the 15th of Av, Toshash. On the 15th of Av, the strength of the non of the Akum, the strength of the non-Jews, is weakened. The Mikolshkem is man habayish ayin nichnoim l'shloima. In Kolshkem la'osit, and if in a time of Shloima HaMelech they were all subdued and surrendered to Shloima HaMelech, how much more so in the future with Mashiach, concerning whom it says, V'naharu Elov, that the nations will flow to him, bebechinas bitul legame, with a total bitul, v'esruach hatuma avir, and all unholiness will be removed, v'me'ein zeh, and a foretaste of this is betuba of Toshash, that in every tuba of, the strength of the nations, the arrogance of the nations is weakened.